everybody, what's going on? Bay Ragney here. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of the Rock and Ragney Show. On today's show, we have the one and only Philippa, I hope I said that right, from the band Thunder Mother from Sweden, which probably is one, if not my favorite band from the last 5 years that has come out. If you like AC/DC, if you like Motorhead, you're going to love Thunder Mother because these girls freaking rock and they kick your ass. They have a brand new album getting ready to come out in a couple weeks. It's called Heatwave. They got two new singles out there, two videos out there. Both tunes kick ass. First single is called Driving in Style. The second one, Sleep. Check them out. They're on YouTube. They're all over the digital platforms. Crank them up. You're going to love them. So I got to interview Philippa last week, and we're going to talk all about that stuff. But before I get into that, I just got to say today's show and all of our shows here on Totally Driven Entertainment are brought to you by Next Home Brandywine in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Our good friend Dan Pizzi and his team of professional realtors, they provide you guidance, knowledge, and information for buyers and sellers. Visit nexthomebrandywine.com for details and to contact an agent. They service Philly, the surrounding areas, but also nationwide referrals are available because they do have offices in 48 out of 50 states. So be sure to ask them for their NH5 listing special, and you can give them a call directly at 484-364-4862. That's 484-364-4862. Nexthomebrandywine.com. And don't forget to tell them Bay Ragney and Totally Driven Radio sent you. And here we go. Let's get into the interview right now.
We missed to party together, so I'm excited because on Friday, me and Gernike is going to have a little party, so I can't wait.
So, and now to top it off, you have Thunder Mother beer. I mean, come on.
I know, right? I can't believe it until I have it in my hand. I can't wait till we get it here.
Oh, that's amazing. I saw that. I was like, come on. The party just got even better.
Yeah, and I got all these text messages from people in Mexico that this brewery that makes the beer are a really good one, apparently. So I really, really looking forward to taste it, you know?
That's awesome. And now you got the tour jackets going out there. I mean, you got this whole merchandising thing going on.
Yeah, I have them here. They are super cool. They are like handmade from this designer, so they are super expensive. So even we have to pay for them.
Oh, damn. What's up
with
that?
Yeah. Well, no gigs, no income right now. So
I hear you.
Try to hustle a bit, you know.
So the new album's coming out. Well, it's July now, as of today, but you know, it's coming out end of the month. And I got to say, you freaking blew me away. I think this is it. This is over the top. You guys go now.
Yes. I agree. This is it. I love it. I'm so proud of this album. Everyone is so proud.
Now, was there anything different that you felt, I mean, beside the new record label going into this, that, you know, just, was it you working on the songs by yourself, or was the other girls involved, or?
Everyone was involved with this album. I changed my tactics. I always made everything. I even produced the albums before. Not the last one, but the two first ones. And I just realized it's so much better if we work together, and totally changed my perspective, and it turned out to be a good decision because it's so great right now. Everyone writes very good together, and we have a lot of fun together. And also this producer Søren Andersson from the legendary Medley Studios in Copenhagen has a big input on the songs, and it was nice to have a professional to work with.
That's cool. You can definitely hear, I mean, the difference, you know, from the single Driving in Style, the new single Sleep. I mean, it's funny because when I first heard that, I said to myself, holy shit, a ballad, a real ballad. And it's freaking good. Like, you know, you can feel it. I mean, in all the songs and just going through the whole album, it's just like, this is it. This is the one.
Yes. Oh, that makes me happy. Like, I made the chords first, and you know, then Gernike just like the melody I did, and she couldn't handle the lyrics because I made a love song. I always make love songs. Like, no, this is gonna be a heartbreak song. So she changed it all up, And now she believes in what she sings. And that's really important because she's a singer.
Yeah.
So and I think the lyrics came out really well. And when our manager heard it was going to be called Sleep, he was like, no, you can't have a song called Sleep. You're Thunder Mother. You know? But I'm happy no one has complained yet.
I'll tell you, you know, it's funny too, because like, I mean, the lyrics in that song, like, especially for me, like, I just came out of last year, a bad marriage of 22 years. And,
yeah.
You know, the words like sleeping next to somebody and you're living a lie. I mean, that's what I did for, you know, my whole marriage. So it's like, holy shit, it was just totally speaks to me. I can feel that song so much.
That's wonderful to hear. And I have a happy engagement, but also one in my family is going through rough times now. So, and he just told me that it's his favorite song by Thunder Mother, and that means everything. That means everything when you say that. We want to, you know, touch people with the music. So,
what was the label especially surprised when you're submitting a ballad with the album?
No, they're really excited about that song. It's like their favorite. I think they think it's our I Don't Want to Miss a Thing with Aerosmith, you know?
Right.
They got a big breakthrough. So actually, right now it's on TV channels all over Germany. We're even in this trailer with Keanu Reeves with this song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's on TV every day now, so that's amazing.
Holy crap, that's awesome.
Yeah, next level shit, so we're so excited, you know?
Now it's got to end up in the Keanu Reeves movie itself.
I just hope they do that. No, I don't think so. It's too late for that. But in the commercial, that's fine enough. That's good enough.
Now, how about the new label? I mean, I think this has just been a tremendous change for you guys and just the thing that's really going to help put you guys over the top.
Yes, it's a really good label. We got many offers. We had to pick. We could pick and choose. I mean, everyone loved this album, and we were so excited. We chose this label. It's a bit smaller, but because they seem so nice, we hang out with them. You know, have a beer. We had a little party. We met a few times. They came to our shows. That means a lot to us. You know,
sure.
the feeling. So we chose the guys we liked most.
Nice. Now, how about, you know, with the band itself, you know, and we talked last year and, you know, we talked about the whole change from the old band to the new band. And the one thing that I noticed early on with the new lineup was you could see, like, when you guys you're thrown onto the big stages, you're used to that. But you could see the other girls weren't as used to that. And now you can see they feel comfortable and they're there. They truly feel the family, the friendship, and it's mm-hmm. truly Thunder Mother now. I feel this is the lineup better than the old lineup. And it took me a while to say that, but I honestly feel that now.
Ah, oh, I love that. No, but I totally agree. It was too much drama stuff in the old lineup, and you know, we couldn't function together or as a band or even on stage. So for me, this is obviously the right lineup, and I'm having more fun than I ever had. So
you know, it's scary. I relocated. I'm living in Nashville now. I moved here late last year, and so I'm at the gym a couple months ago before the whole pandemic, and I'm on the treadmill, and I'm like, that's freaking Claire from Thunder Mother.
Jesus Christ.
And she was in front of me. And the funny thing is, my future brother-in-law, she does a lot of work with their songwriters. They do like a lot of songwriting things here in Nashville together. So I'm like, holy shit, that's too funny. Small world.
That is small world. Crazy. How many gyms do you have in Nashville? She loves a good workout. She loves that.
Now, do you talk to any of the old girls or...?
No, they just stopped talking to me, which is weird because we ended up on a really good note, especially Claire. Mm-hmm. She really wanted to go to Nashville and everything. So, and I supported that 100%. And I said, you need to choose what you want to do in life. And right. I respect that. If that's more important than Thunder Mother, go for it. I'm supporting you 100%. I said, 100%. And I'm happy she's living her dream. Super happy. But I'm a bit sad that she hasn't been in touch, but... I haven't been either, so.
so, Now, with the new album, again, it's coming out next month, and we have this whole pandemic, and you know, a lot of shows have been canceled. But I did see, like, there's starting to be some dates as of, I think, August for you guys. Are they still legit dates? Are they still going? Or do we know if there anything changes? Or
We got two more canceled shows today that were supposed to happen in July in Sweden, which was a bummer because it's just 50 people and they can cancel anyway. And the only thing we have in August right now is a radio promotion tour in Germany. So hopefully, because they open up the borders around 15th of July to Germany.
Okay.
Our Swedes can go back there and we're going to play acoustic songs for like 2 weeks around the radio stations. But we can't play any shows.
Okay. Now, do you guys, like, they're really here in the States. There are a lot of the states are starting to make, like, the whole mask thing mandatory and all. Is it like that over there with you guys, too, or?
You disappeared on me. I need to check my I turned off my Wi-Fi.
Oh, no. There we go.
There we go.
So is wearing a mask like mandatory over there now? They're starting to do that here in the States with a lot of the different states. So is it mandatory over in Europe with you guys now?
Not in Sweden.
Okay.
Because they say that it doesn't help. Like if it gets wet, you get more germs in.
Right.
So it's only useful for two minutes, and then you have to change the mask.
Right.
So it's mandatory in hospitals and stuff like that, but not a. You know, not around when you go out or whatever. So,
is there?
I have some masks myself. But
did you guys?
Yeah, we have a mask. But that's. I don't even have it because our merch shop is in Germany. But I think a lot of German fans have them.
Cool.
Sorry about talking about Germany a lot, but that's like where we are based. We have our management there. We are backline there, and everything. So.
Now, how about You know, you mentioned doing these acoustic things and for the radio stations, and I saw you guys did one last week for one of the Facebook pages. Are you guys going to do any live streams yourself on your Facebook or YouTube channel? Or
yeah, we had three live streams so far.
Okay.
Two professional ones, and some like one or two iPhone live streams.
Cool.
So they were really successful, and we have a huge one coming up in August, which will be available. We're going to do a live stream with Candlemass.
Oh, cool.
If you heard about them. So it's going to be here in Stockholm. So it's nice that we can stay and be safe in our hometown and still gig for everyone all over the world.
Right.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's and I truly think, let me know what you think. I think this whole live stream thing like is going to be end up being the wave of the future. For bands and other entertainment industries, and you know, there's the good and bad. I mean, the bad is like for the guys performing. You play your song, you don't have that crowd reaction. There's nothing after a song. But on the flip side, you guys can now be in your home base and you can reach people here in the States and all over the world.
Yes, I think we reach more people. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
And. Like for me personally, I can never go to shows because we're always touring, always,
right.
always. So now I can watch all my favorite bands and all my friends' bands every day, you know, because it's live streams like 5 times a week.
Yeah, yeah.
So yesterday I watched Tons of Rock from Norway, you know, that was amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's a great thing. I think this is going to be the wave of the future for bands that, you know, even if they're not on tour or whatever, it's just a way to keep out there and market and expand the fan base.
Yeah, like everything happens for a reason. Like now this will open up new possibilities for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%. And hope this thing will last, you know, because there's many people who don't go to shows.
Yeah.
Now we can reach more people.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the crazy, like, I don't know if it's the whole new generation, too. Like, it seems, I guess, like, the younger generation, they're not about, like, truly going out to shows and like, enjoying a show like we do. Like, they'd rather sit home and watch it or play their video games or whatever.
Yeah, totally. Like, I think I have this app, Spotify app, that I can see how old and young and people are listening to us.
Okay, okay.
And this last 2 months, it's been lower and lower. So
really?
From 35 years of age is the medium now. It was 65 before.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I love that.
That's awesome, though. That makes me feel good that the younger fans are starting to come around.
Yeah, what? Like I'm not ashamed to say we could go mainstream easily. Like that would be amazing to reach all the moms and all the ladies as well.
Yeah, I think again with the new album, I think this is the mainstream album.
Oh, thank you. Well, I really think this album is a step up for us. So, I mean, it was the first time we had 3 weeks in the studio. And that's a tremendous a lot of time for us. And like people say, only 3 weeks. And I was like, what? You mean only? It's a lot of time because we only did it in like 10 days before maximum.
Wow.
So now we had actual time. I had actual time to put down all the guitar licks that I wanted.
How much of it was truly written before you just went into the studio?
Everything, almost, except Purple Sky, which we like jammed a little bit in the studio on the last day because we had time over.
Nice.
And that became a song on the album as well. But we had 45 songs before
wow.
we entered. So
Holy
we just
crap.
took the best ones. Yeah, we've been writing for 2 years. Just constantly to just maximize. We have a folder on Google Drive. You just put songs in. You know, everyone can write. Everyone can add songs and whatever. And then we just took the best ones.
That's awesome. Now, how about the video, especially for Driving in Style? How much freaking fun was that? That looked like it was just
oh.
a party.
That was a true party, man. Because we shot another video that day. Which is the next single that comes out in middle of July called
okay.
Dog from Hell. So this was after we shot that video, we started partying and shot the video for Driving in Style, and we started shooting it after 9-10 o'clock in the evening. And we ended up to finish around 4:30 in the morning.
Oh crap.
And that is the video for Driving in Style. So that's true party.
That's awesome.
We had to throw out some of the extras because they were getting a little bit too much, you know.
Now, did you get on the mechanical bull at all?
Oh, no, I didn't. I'm really bad with those. But if I come to the States, I'm happy to try.
So, that's the question. Do you think you guys are going to make it to the States finally? Yeah, if this pandemic gets over, you know, hopefully this year. Do you think 2021, do we see Thunder Mother here in the States for a true tour?
I think so, definitely. We had a tour planned for November. It was a secret, but and now it's not going to happen, I think so. But I'm sure we're just going to do it next year. And I can't wait. We're so excited. It's like a dream, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah, it's about time. Like, I've been waiting many years, and, you know, it's time.
You have, yeah. Me too. You have to come to our show and say hi.
You got to come to Nashville.
We have to.
Yeah. Maybe we'll maybe Claire will be there too. A little reunion.
Yeah, she can come up and have a guest performance.
There you go.
Sing Elevator.
Nice.
Absolutely. And I have a lot of other friends in Nashville. I have Stacey Collins, and I have Phil Schaus from Gene Simmons Band. They live in Nashville as well. So.
Oh yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm. A lot
awesome.
Of friends living in Nashville.
Nice. Well, there you go. It's mandatory.
I never been in Nashville. I've been in New Orleans and Miami and Key West, but that's it. So I really can't wait to go to Nashville.
Cool. Yeah, it's time. So
yes.
So the release date is July 31st?
Yes.
So another month. I'm privileged. I've had the whole album, so I get to spoil myself with it.
Thank you. I'm happy you like it.
So where should we tell everybody to go to get it when it comes out and get the beer and the jacket and all the other merch until then?
You can get the CD on Amazon, I think, and you can get it on thundermother.com.
Nice. And the beer
and all the jackets and The beer, I have absolutely no idea, because this Mexican brewery, I have no idea what they're doing. Maybe it's just a joke. I'm kidding. No, I really want the beer. I don't know how they're going to ship it over here. Do I have to go to Mexico to get it? I don't know. It's not my thing. I think the management has the control over that, but I trust them. I trust everyone can have a Thunder Mother beer in the end.
I'm waiting for the Facebook video, you guys hanging out, opening up the Thunder Mother beer.
Oh, yes. I can't wait. I can't wait.
That'll be awesome. Great. Well, Felipe, thank you so much for doing this. Congrats again with the album. I'm excited.
Thank you.
And, 2021, get here to Nashville. Let's do this. Let's party. And I'm going to have my beer waiting.
Good. And I'll bring you a Thunder Mother beer if you come to our show. I promise.
I'm already there. You don't have to say, come to the show. I'm already there. I already got my ticket already. Come on.
Good. That's what I want to hear. Good. That's what I want. Enjoy the rest of the summer.
You too. Take care. Stay safe.
You too. Bye.
Bye.